morning. Again, welcome to 514. You guys excited to be here? Things good so far? Awesome. Well, my name is David McCrary. As Carmen mentioned earlier, we are definitely into a special day here at 514. We're thanking our volunteers. And each group that we're thanking, and there are six groups that we're going to thank. And I feel like inside each group, there are like elements that may go unnoticed that also need to be thanked. Yeah. And I haven't had a chance yet to write out my thank you notes this week. Would it be all right with you guys if I go ahead and write out some thank you notes for some of those elements that we don't see every week? Good, thank you. What's that? Yeah. Everybody else is. No, please don't do that, David. Too bad. I'm going to do it. It's in the script. That's right. So, first up, and I have with me keyboardist extraordinaire Daniel Carr. So give it up for Daniel Carr. He's going to be playing keys. He's going to be giving me some thank you notes music. The very first one, set up and tear down team.
Oh, man. These guys.
They work hard.
Lots to say about these guys.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Thank you, big screen, for allowing us to see that the lyrics to Exalted One are "You're the peace that calms my soul," and not what I've been singing, "You're the pizza they call Saul."
I can see where
you're
confused.
Yeah.
Also,
well, psych. I lip sync the entire time. I don't sing anything. I'm lip syncing for Jesus, Daniel. It's a thing. Are you watching?
Sorry, I'm
okay, yeah, turn it up. There we go. Still not working.
Yeah.
Wait for me, Daniel. Could you wait for me? Oh, we'll just go for it. Here we go. Thank you. This one's personal for me. Thank you, look of consternation, for tricking people into believing that I have too much on my mind to actually help tear down.
It's
good. See how it worked? I look like I had someone. Sometimes you can carry around a clipboard. Carrying around clipboards help also. Nobody asks anybody with a clipboard. It looks. Where do you work that has shirt?
I actually have a thank you note.
You want to do one?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like me to scribe for you?
Oh, please
scribe.
Yes.
Here we go. Good. That's good. Let's see them.
That is.
And that might be the reason why you don't have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Guys, listen. The chairs you're sitting in, the stage we're performing from, the big screen that you're watching, none of it was here just a few hours ago. And it won't be here in just a couple hours from now. But because a group of people get up every morning, or every Sunday morning, and come in while we're still asleep and set up, and then stick around while we're at lunch to tear down, because of them, we have a place to worship. We have a place to do church. So thank you, set up team and tear down team.
Hi, my name's Rudy Betke, and I'm on the 514 setup team. I guess why I serve on the setup team is because I can see the outcome and the end result. Even though it's temporary week after week, setting up, tearing down, setting up, tearing down, at the end of it all, if it's just for one person who comes to experience God's love and a life change, it's worth it. That's permanent, and that's why it's worth it. I think the favorite part about being on setup team is just the camaraderie, coming together with the rest of the crew, and it's just we have fun, we share, we pray together, we rib each other, and on occasion Ben Kovacs and Clay Whipple will break out in song. It's just coming together. It's almost like another small group. Well, the hardest part of setup team, I guess, if someone were to ask me that, as far as this actual setup itself, it's not hard at all. If you can unwind a cord, put down a chair, put a piece of tape down, It's easy, carry a box, it's easy. I guess the thing is our crew right now is just, we have just enough people, and if somebody goes on vacation or we have start getting short and people, all of a sudden, next thing you know, we're kind of scrambling and looking at the time, are we gonna get it done, are we gonna get it done? But we always do. If someone were to ask me why they should volunteer or why they should get involved, my philosophy is get involved. 514 is a great team. And just come together and just do your part, because in the end, it's the reason why we do it. So that chair you put down, the screen that you help set up, the cord that you help unravel, the person that gets waved at when they drive into the parking lot, all these people come together. And it could be that one person who comes for the first time is searching. That's why we need to serve. I'm Rudy Betke, and I love to serve.
Hi, I'm Wes Martin, and I am the, thank you for that. I am the operations director here at 514 Church, and I am here to thank our setup and teardown teams. The guys like Rudy, you know, these guys get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it oftentimes is freezing cold, it's raining, but they still get in their car, and they still come here. I want to thank you guys for that. I want to thank you folks like Dave Reed, that since this church started, comes and tears all this down. Oftentimes he's not home till 2:30, 3 o'clock. When everyone else is home with their families, he's not. He is here with us, with me. And I love you for that. Thank you. I want to give you guys just a little window to what happens here at 6 a.m. You know, everyone for the most part get here about 6, and we unload all the trailers. Depending, you know, whatever the weather is, where, you know, it could take an hour, it could take a half hour. But once we get done with that, we all pause, and we all sort of actually sit right here on this stage, and we just, you know, love on each other. We fellowship, we care, we ask each other about our families. But after that, each week, we say a prayer. We sort of get in a big circle, and we're all sort of sweaty by then. And I just want the church to sort of know what that prayer sounds like. It sort of goes like this. It's, God, thank you for letting us serve together. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to do it. Please keep us safe as we're putting all this heavy gear together. Please get all of the folks that are coming to be here safe. And God, if just one person, just one, would get to know you, would be introduced to you, all of our efforts would be worth it. And if you're on one of those teams, the teams that set up children's, the teams that set all this gear up, guys, it is worth it. I guarantee you there's many people sitting right here in these chairs that we've set up over these last 6 years that have got to be and got to meet Jesus. So I love you guys. We cannot do this without you. We are so grateful for all your time and all your sacrifice. Let's give these guys a big hand.
Adorable, right?
Mm-hmm. He's just a giant teddy bear.
Big, adorable pumpkin.
He's just a teddy bear.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think? I think that voice, yeah?
Yeah.
Trying out a new character.
That's good. Yeah. Say it again.
Just a giant teddy bear.
I like it.
Yeah,
we'll
cool.
Keep it.
What do you guys think?
Workshop it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about students and our student volunteers. Wow.
Oh, students.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you guys clap. You got people volunteering for you. Clap.
Yeah.
Stand up and cheer for them right now, students. Okay, we're going to talk about the students.
They're all clapping.
Here we go.
I can't really see anything.
Here we go. Thank you, puberty.
for making a simple conversation comedy gold.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Hey, don't you say that about me.
Okay.
Look at the evil stares coming from him right now. They're going to love the next one. Thank you, sarcasm, for allowing us to express just how awesome teenagers really are.
They're so
great.
Awesome.
They are great.
Wow, how great.
I love teenagers. They don't understand what's going on right now. It's okay. Did I just hear one of you say sarcasm to the other guy? They're clueless. Here we go.
Crickets.
Are you paying attention?
No, I wasn't.
Wait till I... Thank you, squeaky leather couch, for taking the blame during student small group when it really was me. Oh, excuse me.
Whoa.
Excuse me. That was a chair. I moved.
So many times.
I just moved. The couch.
Yeah.
Made noise.
Did the couch also smell before?
The couch smells a little bit. Yeah. This couch was made out of rotten eggs.
Classic rotten egg couch.
Yeah, stay away from this couch, especially on Taco Tuesday. Life change. 514, we love life change around here, and nothing's more exciting than seeing a student go through life change. Now, say what you want. Tease all about the kids. Tease about them all you want. Say what you say about kids these days, but they're searching. And they're looking for answers. And because of a student team that loves on them, they are making a difference. So thank you, student volunteers.
My name's Ian Greer. I'm in eighth grade, and I go to Boom. My favorite part of Boom would probably be the group talks that we have with our group leader, Clay. So one of the things Clay's helped me with is definitely understanding what God's intentions are more, and helping me understand to read the Bible more. Like, after Boom, he'll give me certain verses to read before I go to bed. And I thought that was pretty cool. He always goes above and beyond. He doesn't just stay at Boom and then never talk to us outside of it. He always texts us, asks us how we're doing throughout the day. He always supports us. He always takes us places. Like, he took us out to Chinese after church once. So it was pretty fun. Clay, I wanted to thank you for always making me feel special and always caring about me and all the other guys, and for taking us out places, which you don't have to do. You always text us and ask us how we're doing. You always make us feel special. You always tell us that you'll never hate us no matter what we do, and you'll always help us get through tough situations, and I wanted to thank you for that.
My name is Abby Jeffers. I am a sophomore in high school, and I go to high school night. My small group leader is Jess, and she is one of the sweetest people that I have ever met. She always reaches out to me every Thursday, and she texts me, and she'll be like, hey, you coming to high school night tonight? Or like, how is your week? How are you doing? And even if I can't make it, she'll try to make an effort to meet up with me and talk to me and catch up. So she cares about all of us very much. Jess has, kind of in general, provided a new space for me to be able to explore my faith and talk about it in different viewpoints and talk about different questions. She always has good questions and good Bible verses, and she brings up things that I wouldn't have thought about on my own. Jess, thank you for providing a space outside of school and home for me to not only talk about God, but also sort through anything that I'm struggling with. And thank you for always being there for me.
So I'm Ryan Donovan. I'm the student director here at 514 Church. Gonna make me blush. I just want to take a second and thank one of the most relational and committed positions at our church, and it is our student small group leaders. We don't believe that our student ministry begins and ends on a Tuesday or a Thursday night, but that it should be something that lasts all week long, and that's exactly what these leaders do. They build real relationships and friendships with the students in their group beyond the walls of our church. They become a part of their life for the sake of influencing their life. They're in constant contact with students in their group. They buy them lunches and dinners to spend time with them. Many of our leaders take paid time off of work to go on retreats and go to summer camp for the sake of building deeper and deeper relationships with the few in their group. 1 year is the minimum that we ask from a small group leader. And most of our leaders have been around for 2, 3, 4 years, some of them even more. Leaders are there to celebrate the beginning of that special relationship, and usually in the not-too-distant future to console them when it ends. They're there to help them understand the meaning of BO and some really easy steps to avoid it. They're there to help them navigate the weekly change of friendship drama, which can often end up sounding like a Who's On First skit. They're there for the squeaky voices of puberty and the tidal waves of hormones. They're there when their parents get divorced, the scary transition into high school, the stress of exams, and the pressure to pick a college and declare a major. They're there for the good times and the bad times. They're there to celebrate when students make the hard, right decisions in life, and they're there waiting for them with arms wide open when they inevitably make the mistakes that come with trying to navigate through life in one of the difficult, most difficult times that they'll experience. I still got a little puberty left in me. You see, God's love can be talked about on stage. You can have a discussion about it in small group. You can read about God's love in the Bible. But until you experience it in a relationship, it's just an idea. And our small group leaders bridge the gap of God's love and make it real in the lives of our students in an easy and understandable way through a relationship. Several months ago, we had a high school student show up to high school night, and she told her small group leader that the night before she tried to take her own life. She told her that her life is so dark and so colorless that literally the only thing she has to look forward to every week is going to high school night on Thursdays and seeing the students and seeing her small group leader. This student felt safe, she felt loved, and she felt cared about. And we were able to get involved in that situation. And the only reason that that happened was because of a very, very intentional relationship that her leader had with her. It wasn't an accident. She didn't just show up. She literally came to her leader crying out for help. And that's what our small group leaders do. That represents the relationship that our leaders show up on Tuesdays and Thursdays and all during the week in the lives of our students. That represents the relationship that our leaders have with these students. Every student in this room who regularly shows up to Boomer High School night, every single student sitting over here in these bleachers can name by name their small group leader. And I guarantee you they have an amazing story to share about how that leader has influenced their life, impacted the decisions they've made, and expressed to them how much they love them. And they feel loved and cared about. Student small group leaders, you are the heart of our church. Thank you so much for everything you do and selflessly showing up and giving a part of your life away to impact the next generation. Give these guys a round of applause.
Ryan Donovan.
Ryan.
Adorable.
He's just a big teddy bear.
Adorable. You gonna do the voice again?
I'm workshopping him.
That's, yeah.
You told me to.
How? So he's adorable?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I was gonna give you your chance to do your voice.
He's just a big teddy bear.
Is that the only thing that voice says?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, he talks about Teddy Grahams and a bunch of other things.
You know what? We gotta keep going. Let's keep going.
All right, that's fine.
All right, so we need to thank production. Every Sunday here is a huge production.
Mm-hmm.
We like it that way, but because of production, we're able to do a lot more. Let's thank some.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's do some thank you notes. Here we go. Thank you, camera guy, for getting the upper body shot when Joel accidentally wears jeans 3 sizes too small.
Amen. Amen. Those were some tight pants.
That was tough on the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna be honest.
Yeah.
Those were your pants, actually.
Yeah, they were mine. Yeah.
He wore your pants.
But I've got skinny legs, though. I can make it.
You
work.
Do have. He's got big legs.
He does.
Yeah.
Because I'm not sure if you're aware, but he played high school football.
Ah. I've not heard that yet today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there we go.
Would you say Joel is bootylicious for a guy? He would. I don't know. Somebody was excited.
Yeah.
Let's keep going. We're going down the wrong path.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you, lighting guy, for being willing to turn off the lights when Joel accidentally wears Daniel's jeans. Nobody wants to see it.
No. Hey, David, is your phone ringing?
Did I download a different ringtone? Hello? Yes, it is. Uh-huh. I will do that. Okay. Yeah, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Who was that, David?
That was Sherwin-Williams. Joel, they want their white paint back.
Because he, like, painted on his jeans? I just thought I would explain it. I don't know why that worked. No, that never works when you explain a joke. Yeah.
I don't know
Let's move on.
Here we go. Thank you, sound guy, for helping me to follow along even when I've closed my eyes because Joel wore his tight pants. It's tight pants. He's got his tight pants on.
Tight pants on.
Yeah. And, you know, the problem with that is the fact that he's not allowed to wear those anymore here just forces him to wear them every day at the office.
Yeah. Yeah.
I hate the office now. Yeah. It is terrible.
You know, we are saving Katie a lot of time. Because we get to say these things, so she doesn't have to.
Yeah, she has mentioned that. Thank you guys for being the voice of reason in Joel's life.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's so true. That's right, yeah.
That is just a hint of what it would be like if we didn't have a production team. A very talented production team that uses their very real talents to make this happen. And here's what I think. I feel like as evident as production is because of the sights and the sounds, it goes unnoticed quite a bit. And that's because we come in here and we just expect to be able to see and to hear what's going on. So sometimes we totally miss production team. So guys, thank you, production team, for being our eyes and ears.
My name is Emma Sipes, and I work the cameras in production. I serve because when I got home from grad school, I knew I wanted to get involved in 514 and make it my own church, not just my family's. And I wanted to serve in kids at first, and so I served at the kids camp last summer. And I was like, I don't know if this is what I really want to do. And then within the week, Kevin asked my brother to ask me if I wanted to be on cameras. So that's where I ended up, and I've been doing it since. And I love it. It's fun. Serving is worth it to me because I want anyone to get to know about Jesus, and if I can help that in any way, then it's totally worth it. And I'm a huge homebody, so if someone can watch online at home because I'm running a camera, then that's definitely worth it to me. Learn about Jesus in your PJs. I love all the people that are on the production team and the staff, just getting to hang out with everyone early, all of us with morning breath and coffee and half asleep, but it's so fun and everyone's so goofy, and I just love being around the people. One of my favorite memories is when Ryan Donovan thought he was talking on the headset but announced to the whole room that, hey guys, my mom's here today, and told the whole church instead of just us on headset. So that was pretty great. And then when we did the Christmas production with Carmen and David hanging upside down, that was really fun to film. So that's my other favorite part, especially since we got to run through it like a million times and their face blew up every time. It was fun. I think that people should volunteer because there's always more opportunities to help people, and this is the perfect opportunity to spend your Sunday or sometime during the week giving your time so more people can know about Jesus and do it in a fun way at 514. My name is Emma Sipes, and I love to serve.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jordan, and I'm the Service Programming Director here at 514, and that means I have the privilege of working with our production team. I just wanted to say thank you guys so much for everything that you do. A lot of people don't know everything that you do, but this team is the one sitting in the tables right there behind the scenes and in the dark to run the show and to make sure what happens on stage and under the lights goes as flawless as possible. So I wanted to say thank you guys for running the lights, for the microphone I'm speaking in, for the camera shots you get, for the videos you play, the lyrics you display, the stage transitions. It's all the little details that you guys put into the Sunday services that truly make it what it is. I want you guys to take a minute and just think of what it would be like without all those examples I just gave. It really wouldn't be the same. So thank you guys so much for doing that. I also want to thank you for online streaming. This team streams the messages online so that if you're unable to make it, you can watch them. And I received 2 emails last week, a person from Canada and a person from Texas, saying thank you for streaming, that they can't find a church comparable to 514 where they are, and they're just so grateful that they're able to watch our messages online. So thank you guys for that. It truly is the burden and the heart of our production team to just love other people and to work for other people. They want to give everyone in this room a seamless and smooth production so that you guys can take the messages in as distraction-free as possible so that you really can get the most out of your Sundays. And to do that, that means that they have to be behind the scenes and that they have to stay in the dark to make what happens on stage look like it does. And that often means that they go unnoticed because they're pretty much, you know, hidden back there behind their computers and cameras. And going unnoticed, that often means that what you guys do and the position you serve in is really a thankless job. People don't see your faces, and they don't see you up here on stage. And it really takes a special kind of person to serve in the production ministry. And our team, you guys, you truly amaze me. You are some of the most selfless people I think that I've ever met. You have this grit and hardworkingness about you that is just truly astounding. And even today, on your volunteer appreciation day, our team came in extra early, earlier than they normally do, to make sure that this service ran smoothly so that other volunteers could be appreciated. I just want you guys all to know that we appreciate you so much. Thank you for everything that you do. You are the heart of the 514 family. Give these guys a round of applause.
It's Jordan.
Yeah.
That was her first time on stage.
Yeah, it was.
How do you think she did? Second time. She was on stage this morning.
Well, yeah.
How do you think she did this time compared to first time?
It was good. It was pretty good.
It was all right. We'll work on it. I'm kidding. Because she's right there. She can hear me. Newly engaged Jordan Elwood.
Yeah.
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 Well done, Jordan.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Yeah.
Adorable
she's,
pumpkin.
She's just a big teddy bear.
Yeah.
I forgot what voice I was using. So.
Still just that one line? Yeah.
What?
I just feel like we have to keep saying it, though, because we said it about Wes.
Oh, for sure. So. Yeah. Yeah, that's fine.
Kids team. Oh, man, the kids team. Kids team. Thing about the kids team, they've got one of the cutest / hottest volunteers, if I do say so myself.
Thank you, David.
Not talking about Daniel.
I've been noticing.
She was talking about my wife is back there.
Oh.
Yeah. You're a close second.
Hey.
Is she in here? Did I win points? Is she in here? Yes, she is. She's so cute.
Hey, Tab.
Where is she?
She's right there.
I don't know. She's out there somewhere.
You know, right there.
She's a little shorter. I can't see her over the heads of the other people. Just lost those points. Let's just do it. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kids volunteers, kids team.
Kids team, yeah.
Thank you, Goldfish Crackers, for helping to keep the children quiet. The duct tape was beginning to leave marks.
It's expensive.
It is.
Duct tape
is expensive. Yeah.
But they are adorable.
They are. Even with the duct tape.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Probably even more adorable when you can't hear them. That's why I don't volunteer.
I'm gonna let that one slide.
Thank you, playground equipment, for being the go-to entertainment when Joel's message inevitably goes long. Again. Yeah. And again. And again.
And one more.
One more?
One more.
And again. Not all about you, Joel. Shut up and let us go to lunch.
He's adorable, though. I thought I had a couple of volunteers go on strike a couple weeks ago.
You had what?
I almost had a couple of volunteers go on strike.
Yeah.
Send in the scabs.
Yeah.
You know, but
they get a little,
it's fine.
They do get a little angry in the back when Joel goes long.
Yeah.
Which means we should probably...
We should speed this one up.
Last one. Why I keep... Lick
the pen?
Yeah.
Who does that? You're like 100 years old.
Yeah. Thank you, construction paper and popsicle sticks, for allowing the children to create and give the gift of art and decorating their parents' trash cans so beautifully.
A+.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful, Junior. Hey, what's that over there? Yeah. That was crap. Don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But I just did. So, listen. It's quiet. But if you were to walk out these doors and down this hallway, you'd start to hear the sound of laughter, maybe a little bit of crying, joy, dancing, singing, happiness, excitement. And that's all because we've got a kids team that that loves on your kids. Absolutely love on your kids. They're back there learning about Jesus and having a blast. And they do that not only because they love your children, but because they love you enough to make sure that your experience in here is absolutely carefree. So thank you, kids team.
My name is Tom Baker, and I serve in the children's ministry. More specifically, I am the leader of the second and third grade kids, and occasionally I teach on main stage for the kindergartner through fifth grade kids. Nobody comes up to us during the day and is like, hey, good job, thanks for serving, and you know, thanks for what you do. But being with the kids and hearing the stories that they say and seeing them laugh, and you know, like one kid will get the rest of them to jump on top of me and pile on, and for them, you know, it's like the funnest thing ever, and they're all laughing, and that is truly a reward. You may not feel called to serving in the coffee ministry, you know, or serving in the parking ministry. But, you know, you can, if you're able to and willing, you should serve in those areas. But I would say serving is like a byproduct of being a Christian. Like, you should want to serve because of how God's, you know, changed you. And I was just reading today in the Bible, and it was talking about, I think it's in Mark, when it was like, you know, Christ came not to be served, but to serve. And I was like, man, you know, we're supposed to mimic Christ. And, you know, God, Jesus didn't come down here for us to serve him, for us to bow and wash his feet. He came to serve us. You should want to serve, right? Like, it shouldn't be something where somebody has to get up on stage and beg you and say, hey, we need people to set up at 6 a.m. or we need people to tear down. Like, you should have this natural desire in your heart. And it may not be children's ministry, right? Like, it may be getting up and encouraging people when they come in the door and just saying, hey, welcome, or giving them a tour if they're a new person. You know, we only have so many hours each day to pour into things, and we can choose to spend that on things that, you know, when we go to heaven will be a waste, or we can choose to spend it on things that when we get to heaven will be of eternal value. You know, it's better to give than receive, and it's so true. And I would just really encourage everyone to find a way that they can serve in our church. I'm Tom Baker, and I love to serve.
Yeah, give it up for the kids team. Guys, you guys having fun? Yeah, is this fun? Yeah, this is a good time. I'm having fun. David, are you having
fun?
Yeah,
this is good. Yeah, Tom Baker was having fun. Did you see him the whole time he watched himself?
Ear to ear.
I can see him the whole time. He's like this.
Smiling ear to ear. Love it, Tom.
I look
love
good,
it,
Tom. Don't I?
Yeah.
Guys, and then he clapped for himself.
I'm going to start. Okay, cool. My name is Daniel Carr. I am a part of the kids team here at 514 Church. And what I love about our church is the emphasis and the importance that we place on the kids ministry, the kids team specifically, because it is such a crucial developmental time, right? And that video, Tom, set it out perfectly. That's just a tiny window into what we do every Sunday morning back in 514 Kids. We have so much fun. In fact, over the last 3 years, some really incredible things have happened, and I want to share them with you. We've baptized 30 kids. Yes, that is awesome. We have started our very own summer camp experience. We've, had pajama parties and costume parties. We've eaten more like donuts and Starburst and like snacks than I, as an adult, would care to admit. And our kids have raised over $2,000 in different giving initiatives. And that's just, it's mind-blowing. And as incredible as those numbers are, what you don't get to see when you hear those are the faces of the lives that are being changed every week, right? And each one of those faces has a story. And some of those stories tell us about family and hope and joy. And a lot of those stories tell us of hurt and loss. And those stories have one thing in common. It's that they are made and they are known by the God of the universe who created them on purpose for a purpose. On purpose for a purpose. And I believe that there is nothing, there is not one single thing that we can do that is more important than investing in the life of a child in the name of Jesus Christ. There's nothing we can do, yes. Not one single thing that we can do that is more important than that. And if you go back to 514 Kids, there are anywhere from 40 to 60 volunteers on any service that are loving and leading our kids. And so let's say thank you to them right now. Let's say thank you. Yeah, yeah, thank you. A couple of my volunteers said thank you. That is really special. Guys, they are pouring out their time. They're pouring out their gifts. They're pouring out their energy just because they love our kids. And I could sit up here and I could tell you story after story about the lives that are being changed, but there's one in particular that has just captured my heart. I met this little girl about 2 years ago. She was just entering fourth grade, and she has this raspy little voice, and she is full of spunk and full of personality, and she was getting baptized. And she came in with one of the clearest, most honest depictions of the gospel that I've ever heard from a kid that age. And as I got to know her, I came to find out that the grandma and grandpa would bring her almost every week that they could. And I never once saw her complain about situations that were going on at home, but she would go to God and she would lift up people and situations in her life and she would ask for help. And as I observed, I never once saw her complain, but she went to her small group leader, and she opened and honestly asked for help and embraced the things that God was doing in her life, and she asked questions. And I was challenged by this little girl's faith. And so about a month ago, I had just got done with our large group, and she comes up to me, and what she said, I will never forget. She said, hey, I know that I'm going to middle school next year, but do you think that I could come back here so that I can help other kids? This girl is going into sixth grade. 514 Church, this is why we exist. This is why this church exists. This little girl who had every opportunity to go and complain and like turn away from God, chose to turn to God because of a group of people that decided it was more important to serve than it is to be served. Because of a group of people that decided, I know who God created me to be and I need to help others, this little girl's life is changed forever. Chris Hogan puts it like this, somebody somewhere is waiting for you to become who God has created you to be. What if we as a church
had the faith that this little girl had, who recognized that her life has changed and she wants to go and help other kids. What if we, as a church, rallied around that concept of it's more important to serve than it is to be served? What would our homes look like? What would our families look like? What would our schools and our communities look like? I want to say, if we stood up to the hurt and the loss that our kids are facing, everything would change. And we have a group of over 100 people that do that every week. And most people don't know about it. And so from the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you. Thank you. You are the heart of 514 Church. Give it up for the kids team.
Daniel, you were preaching.
Yeah, man. Held it together that time, too.
Yeah, you cried last service. It was good.
Someone must have got rid of the onions that were up here.
So you can preach and play keyboard.
Yeah. In fact, I'm so good, I can play it with my head.
Let me see you play keyboard with your head. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Get rid of my glasses first.
I mean, is it going to sound as good?
Yeah, probably.
All right, let me see. Oh, that is good and stupid at the same time.
Still, oh, it stopped. Oh, there we go.
You can play just by thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's talk about the sync team. The sync team.
Sync team.
As soon as we come into the parking lot, we see these guys.
Smiling away.
Here we go.
You know?
Thank you, guy who changes his mind from a handshake to a fist bump at the last moment, for causing me to unexpectedly shake your fist nubbin. And at the same time, prove that there is, in fact, a more awkward greeting than the side hug.
Did you say fist nubbin?
Yeah. You ever grab a fist nubbin?
No.
It's awkward.
Most of the time, it's just a fist.
No.
It's not a fist nubbin.
No.
What is this?
That's a fist.
Yeah.
But as soon as I grab it, it becomes a fist nubbin.
Fist nubbin?
Yep, that's a fist nubbin being handshaked.
I think you just made that up.
No. And the problem is, as soon as you mention it, everybody leaving the first service, I grab their fist nubbin.
You know what I tell them?
Yeah.
Paper covers rock. I automatically win every time. You want to go to the next one?
Let's just go to the next one. Thank you, coffee.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. Just thank you, coffee.
Good old coffee.
Sweet, sweet nectar.
Yeah?
Yeah. Did you get some today?
No, I'm not a coffee drinker.
You're not? What do you drink?
I just will myself awake. Just like, do it. That's it. Here I am. Bright and sunny. Bubbly personality right here.
Yeah, that's probably why you don't have a girlfriend. Also.
She's very real. She's in this room.
What's that?
She's here.
Yeah, I'm sure she is.
She's here. Hey, Tab. I'm so sorry.
Hey, imaginary girlfriend. There's no reason to talk to her. She doesn't exist.
Hey, hold on.
I got another one to do. You ready?
This is yours. It's the knife you just put in my heart. Oh.
It's imaginary, just like his girlfriend.
That was good. Like, I can't complain because it's well done. All right.
Thank you. Overly happy, obnoxious, always annoyingly and smiling
Dave,
and giddy.
There is a word for those awful, awful people. Can we try that again? Yeah? There is a word for it.
Thank you, morning people, for not alerting security every time I threaten to punch you in the throat when you greet me in the morning. Hi, how you doing? Tsh! Hey, grab my fist nubbin.
Yeah. That was the sirens coming from when you punch them in the throat.
Well,
I'm
a magician. I can't punch that hard, so it really doesn't hurt.
No.
I mean, you've got skinny arms, and I have no muscle definition in mind.
You've got tensile strength, though.
Yeah.
Look it up on Wikipedia. It's cool.
From the time you walk in, from the time actually you pull into the parking lot to the time you leave, there are people here that want to make your experience at 514 the highlight of your week. So whether it's a smiling face or a high five or a side hug or even like a full frontal hug, I don't know if that's what they're called. Let's never call them that again.
No, please. Never say full frontal hug.
Yeah.
Ever
that's
again.
That. Yikes. As it was coming out, I thought this is going to be gross.
Yikes.
Yeah. So thank you, Sync Team, for loving on us every Sunday morning.
My name is Caleb Harmy, and I serve with the Sync Team, typically at the front entrance doors with a greeting. I serve because, well, when my wife and I first got involved with going to 514, it was as a result of an invitation from my sister. But what really made it a really positive experience the first time was, first of all, the parking. And then secondly, you know, the entire basically locum wagon that was the church. Getting the tour, seeing the smiling faces, having the doors held open for you when you're walking in, and it was very welcoming and inviting, and you already felt like you belonged, and I wanted to be a part of that and to give someone else that same experience and that same open arms welcome. My favorite part about serving on the Sync Team are those I get to serve with. I love getting to see everyone in the morning. I always get to meet new people, which is great. I don't work in New Albany, so I don't get to see that many familiar faces around, so it's nice to see the familiar faces. It's even better when I get to meet a new person, and that's one more person who usually comes up to me and offers a hug or a handshake when they're coming in the morning when I'm at the front door, and so it's really great to be part of that. And it's just amazing to be a part of the entire machine that is 514 Church, so being involved in any way, shape, or form, and then seeing the outcome of all of it, really makes it worth it. I think other people should consider serving with the church because you get an opportunity to see the behind the scenes. You get to meet more people and you get to be involved in God's work in some ways it might feel like it's minimal, but you could have been a part of someone's experience that was the deciding factor for why they decided to cross the threshold of the front doors and just come in. And I think that in itself is very rewarding for me, and I think having the opportunity to do something like that makes it all worth it, and it's so easy to do, and it's so much fun. My name's Caleb Harmy, and I love serving at 514 Church.
Hey guys, my name is Bryce, and I'm on the students and groups teams here. What's up, guys? And if there's one thing I know, it's the importance and the value of making someone feel like they belong. And I don't think anyone does that more, and nobody does that better than our Sync Team. Whether this is your first time here or whether you've been coming for the past several years, we were all new at one point. And so we have all interacted with this Sync Team. I mean, go there for a minute. Think about your first time here. From the first wave that you got from the parking team as you pulled in, to a tour guide meeting you at your car with a smile, to walking in and being welcomed in and ushered in by a welcome team of greeters and door holders, to getting that first cup of coffee and then that second cup of coffee and third cup of coffee, maybe your fourth, I don't know, I'm not here to judge, made and prepared by our coffee team, and the protection of our kids from the security team, to the people that man the info table in the back where we can go and safely ask questions. We have all interacted with the Sync Team, and they do this every week, and it's so important, and so we thank you guys. Thank you, Sync Team, for selflessly caring for others and for breaking down barriers and for just loving on these people that you don't even know, where someone can safely come in, and they might be broken and they might be hurting, but the Sync Team welcomes them and loves them and tells them that they belong here. And that is so important. And guys, like, I don't know if you know this, but you, the Sync Team, everything you guys are doing, from making coffee to welcoming people, you guys are changing lives. And that is so important. And I can't thank you enough from the bottom of my heart, because a couple years ago, I was one of those broken people that you welcomed here, Sync Team. So thank you so much. You guys are the heart of the 514 Church family. We love you so much. Let's give it a hand for the Sync Team.
Bryce. Yeah. Bryce. Adorable.
He's just a big teddy bear.
Can I make that my ringtone somehow?
You know absolutely. How to do? We'll make it happen. Kevin, can we make
yeah.
that happen?
It only says that when Wes calls me, though.
It's just a big teddy bear.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just a big teddy bear.
We got one more. It's the last one.
Wow. We're here.
Yeah. It went by fast. This is groups.
Just like that. It was
yeah.
done, right?
Yeah.
Groups. I've got love groups.
Got a few more notes to write out.
Well, yeah. Let's make it happen.
Thank you, fine China, for helping me convince my small group that those ho-hos I served really are homemade.
I just like to wrap these for fun.
I make the ho-hos and then I wrap them back up. I wrap them in aluminum foil just so they look like real ho-hos.
Yeah, that's my impression of you, by the way.
That was an impression of me?
I just like to wrap these for fun. Doesn't that sound like David? No? Okay. Well,
say it again.
I just like to wrap these for fun.
And say that he's just a big teddy bear?
He's just a big teddy bear. See, it's a little bit different.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Like a Midwest accent, maybe. Yeah. All right, whatever.
Thank you, people who ask that we take our shoes off at the door, for being more concerned about the look of your carpet than the smell of your carpet. Carpet looks beautiful, but it smells like a skunk soaked in vinegar was dragged across it.
Yeah, it's a beige carpet with a little bit of athlete's foot.
It's gross.
Hey, man. It's a gross thank you note.
How are your feet?
My feet are actually really clean. They don't smell at all.
They don't?
No. You want to smell?
No. I'm good. No. Thank you.
After the service.
It's the last one.
Oh.
This one might be my most heartfelt.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited to hear it.
It's good. Yeah. Here we go. Thank you, bathroom right next to our small group meeting space, for forcing me to pee into the sink so nobody hears what I'm doing.
Thank goodness you said pee.
Yeah. We all do it, right?
Pee in the
all
sink?
The guys do. Yeah.
Confirm.
I know they can hear. I wait until they talk loud.
I plead the fifth.
You what?
I plead the fifth. I'm not going to say it.
Did you say I pee the fifth? It's disturbing.
Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't.
All right. Listen, groups. These are the folks on the front lines. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is real life. And we have a group of people that have no problem getting in there, into the trenches, and dealing with people and experiencing life with them. Group leaders, in so many different ways, continue to pour into the lives of their group. So thank you, group leaders, for taking the charge in changing lives.
Our favorite part of small group, being part of the Pfitzer small group, is just the fellowship we have with our group, being able to spend time with other adults who have children and are kind of in the same part of life, and we can just have fellowship together.
I don't think I can say one thing that is special about them, because there's so many things that are special about them. They're loving, they're kind, they're accepting. They're just great. We truly love them and their family. So I'm sorry, I can't really narrow it down to one thing. I think one main way that our lives have changed since joining a small group is when we moved here from El Paso, we were like fish in a sea here in Columbus, big old Columbus, and there was us and all these people, and we just didn't find at first where we fit in, our family, so to speak, because we don't live close to our family here. And then we got connected with 514 in our small group, and we found a sense of family. Oh, me.
Let's go.
Okay, you want to switch? All right, pick this one. Okay.
We just wanted to say thank you to Brett and Christina Pfitzer for taking time out of your week and your guys' busy schedules to host us and our friends for small group.
We love you guys. We love y'all. We love y'all so much. Thank you so much for being there for us. Jimmy, what do you want to say to Christina and Brett and Ellen Owen?
Yeah. What about awesome. You, Diana? We love you guys.
My name is Carmen Smith. I'm the ministries director here at 514 Church. I think if we were all honest with each other, we could say that our lives are a little bit messy. I'll be the first one to tell you guys that my life is a little messy. And the thing about it is you guys come on Sundays and you don't really look all that messy. You have your Sunday best on and you look pretty good. But I think that we still are messy and we don't maybe show it on Sunday. And sometimes it happens during the week. It's on Monday when the doctor calls and there's some devastating news that you hear for the first time. It's a Tuesday night when maybe you have a huge fight with your son or daughter. Or a Thursday night when your marriage just blew up. And we're not here because it's not Sunday, it's the week. But the amazing thing is there's a group of people who are sitting in this room today who are there. They care actually about your week. And there are a group of people who said, okay, I'll invest in the mess of people and in the really good of people. And I'm going to meet them exactly where they're at. I'm going to care maybe more than I should or maybe more than is expected. And I'll laugh with them and I'll cry with them and I'll really do life with them. I'll encourage them and I'll struggle with them and I'll lead them. And this group of people, they decide to set aside time and money and energy in order to do this. It's crazy. And this group of people are our small group leaders. And our small group leaders are people who have gone through 6 weeks of supervision. It's a requirement. And then they clean their homes every week, and they let people invade them, and then they invest in the mess and in the beauty that comes with people's lives. And they pour into them. And then together, they learn about God, and they learn about what He has to say about the mess and how we should love and how we should treat people, and they graciously lead people to that truth. And so, small group leaders, man, we are so thankful for you. What oftentimes you don't see is the other half of people's stories. Aaron and Melody, who were on that video, if they had this mic, they could probably tell you that they went through a pretty messy, hard season recently. Melody had their second child, and after that, she began to suffer from very severe postpartum depression. And it kind of caught her off guard, and it was a harder season than she could ever have imagined. And she said that what got her through her dark moments and dark days were mainly people of faith, especially her small group. She said that that group of people, they prayed for her constantly. They supported them. They cared for them. One day, the leaders, a Sunday afternoon, they dropped everything they had going on in their family to help Aaron, the husband, take care of their two kids because that day she just couldn't do it. She couldn't handle it anymore. And she said that unlike in a lot of areas where there's this stigma that we don't really share what's going on, we don't actually be real and really open up, their small group broke the mold. And they decided to be a place where people could actually come in. And people could trust each other, and people could actually say what's going on and really share the hard, real stuff that's messy in our lives. And Melody shared something with me. She shared that of the people in her life, what happened was they started to show her really who God was. She said, as I walk through days now of healing and feeling 100% better than where I was, I'm so grateful for God's love and how He uses others in our lives to show just how much He loves us. Small group leaders, thank you for loving people. Thank you for showing up weekly. Thank you for caring. Thank you for physically and mentally being there in the highs and lows of people's life and for really truly being a representation of who God is to them.
Thank you for showing them his love and for giving them a sense and a place to belong just as they are beautifully messy. Small group leaders, I love you guys from the bottom of my heart, and you are the heart of the 514 family. Let's give our leaders a huge round of applause.
My bones, it goes electric wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home, we're flying up no ceiling when we in our zone. In our zone, in our zone, in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Take my eyes off it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock the way we rock it, so don't stop. It's under the lights when everything goes. Nowhere to hide when I'm getting you close. When we move, well, you already know. So just imagine, just imagine. Nothing I can see but you when you dance. I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. Ooh, it's something magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason. Don't be controlled. I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet, I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. You're more like the way we rock it, so don't stop. You when you dance, dance, dance. Feel good, good creeping up on you. So just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. And ain't nobody leaving soon, so keep dancing. Can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. Can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. Can't stop the feeling. So just dance, dance, dance. I can't stop the feeling. Nothing I can see but you when you dance, dance, dance. Feel the good creeping up on you, so just dance, dance, dance. All the things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance, dance. There ain't nobody leaving, so keep dancing. Everybody dance. I just feel it in my body. I can't stop the feeling. Got this feeling in my body. I can't stop the feeling. I wanna see you move your body.
Let's give it up for all of our volunteers at 514 Church. If you are a volunteer or you have volunteered at 514 Church, please stand up right now. Please stand up. Don't hold back. Give these guys a huge round of applause. Thank you, thank you, thank you for doing what you do. The few, the proud, the 300, thank you for doing what you do. The buckets are going to start coming through the aisle for giving, and thank you to even these high school students for passing the buckets. It is amazing to be a part of something that takes 283 people to run, and most of all, those people are volunteers. They're doing this out of the love in their heart, and they believe so much that what happens in this service and what happens in small groups and what happens with kids and what happens when you come in the door, they believe that it's so important so that we can all learn and we can all grow and we can all follow God closer. And some people will meet him for the first time because of the volunteers. I cannot say thank you enough. I could not just say it enough. I'm going to do a one-minute message. When Jesus was gaining a lot of popularity and people knew he would be a king, he would be the leader, some of his closest disciples said, you know, we want to make sure that we have a seat next to your throne when you become the king. And actually, even one of the disciples' mothers came to Jesus and said, where are my boys going to sit with you when you take the throne? And Jesus said, what are you talking about? This is not about where we're going to sit. He says, it's not about sitting. This is not about finding a spot. This is not about making yourself comfortable. This is not about getting what you want. He said, even me, the Son of Man, I didn't come to sit. I came to serve. I didn't come to be served and just sit down. I came to actually give my life for others. And so what you see in all of our volunteers is an unbelievable quality that Jesus Christ himself modeled for every one of us. And that is to choose serving over sitting. You see, he could have sat on a throne. He could have been like, no, this is my spot. This is where I'm going to be. This is who I am. I'm the king. I deserve the praise. But not Jesus. He said, no way. I'm picking serving. I'm going to give a part of myself. I'm going to give all of myself. I'm going to lead, and I'm going to love people. So I want to say thank you to all of our volunteers for doing what Jesus Christ modeled for us. Thank you for being an example of Jesus to me and to our 514 church staff. We have had an unbelievable time gathering you all together to hear how serving and being a volunteer has impacted your life. And if you're sitting in the room right now and you're going, you know what? I think that I want to join this mighty group of volunteers and experience the gift that comes from giving, then here's how you can do that. One simple step, go to 514church.com/volunteer and you can get in the